We opened up a turnstile at Forest Ground, and we were Plymouth supporters.
You what?
We opened up a turnstile at Forest Ground, and we were Plymouth supporters.
Yes, they say yes all over that. These are Plymouth supporters, and we're going to hear about the day they opened up a turnstile at Manchester City. This is free enterprise. This is the way
Forest.
Nottingham Forest.
Yeah. Nottingham Forest,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, how did this happen, leaving out no detail, no matter how small? Go on.
Right, well, first of all, it took seven of us nearly 20 hours to get to Nottingham via... from St Ives in Cornwall via New Quay via Wimborne.
Yeah.
And me falling asleep at the wheel, of course, and one in the boot, which surprised everybody at all the transport cast. But
they
we got in there.
You had somebody in your boot?
Yeah, we had to keep changing because there were seven of us, so it wasn't
legal.
Taking
turns in the boot?
Changing every 50 miles, put somebody different in the boot.
50 miles? I'm saying good fellas here. I don't know why, but I'm saying if you'd have gone anywhere near Twerton Park, they would have confiscated him.
Yeah. You can't take people in the boots of cars? No, you can get him back out of the game, sir.
So there you are. You're on your way to Forest, and?
Yeah, well, we get to Forest successfully, and we all queue up at the opposite end to the Trent end, obviously for the away supporters.
Yeah.
None of the turnstiles are open, and it's only about 8 turnstiles anyway. And then eventually they turn up and they open up because there's about 2,000 of us outside.
Yeah.
And they only manned half the turnstiles. So first of all, a friend and I thought we'd just pull open the door to let a few in free, but people started offering us money. So we stood there for about 10 minutes, raised about 50 quid. Any time nobody had the right money, we just pushed them in.
Let me just say, sir, we're double underlining this. We are in no way condoning people opening up turnstiles and charging admission to get into football grounds other than your own. There are very strict laws about this sort of thing. However,
we don't want Graham Kelly on
this,
the phone.
You know, in this this veil of tears we walk for these 60 or 70 years we're around, it does sometimes happen that there you are outside an opposing football ground and a turnstile is there, and people start offering you money, as happened to our very good friend here. How much do you think you made?
We made about £50 before we did a runner and put hats. Stewards couldn't find us.
You put that always confused the stewards.
We needed it anyway because we had to leave at half time because we got bricked and the car broke down. We needed to buy a new coil, so it was a good job we opened the turnstile.
She opened a turnstile on opposing ground.
Meanwhile, over in Colombia on shortwave radio, Pablo Escobar is writing all this down.
It's the winter Vixen opening. That is a fantastic story. I've never
Very good.
That. Were you actually behind the ramp in the turnstile or just standing there?
No, we actually got behind. We actually got in the right position. You could just stand there.
Well, didn't then any wretches come in and just give you tickets? You wouldn't have wanted that, would you?
No, because it was for the away supporters. It was before the days of all ticket back. It was opening game of 75, the season that Clough took over.
Wow. I mean, that is a fantastic story. Opened up an entire independent turnstile. So now it says home supporters, away supporters, independent turnstile. Every ground should have an independent turnstile because, let's face it, most turnstiles in this country are bent. That's a fact. I don't care if you, in these days of going through Ticketron and all that, there isn't a person, well, maybe two or three persons, maybe usually women, and, you know, fair enough, usually women are straight, but there isn't a turnstile, I don't believe, that can't be bolt. And it is our quest, it is our purpose in life on this show to find the most bent turnstile in the football league.
To start this off, if you've ever paid less than the going rate to get in for the turnstile, just slip the guy five instead of seven. We want to hear the lowest amount of money anyone's paid to legitimately get into a football
I'm not going to tell the truth in case my little thing gets busted up because of this. But anyway.